How to improve language about bodies and appearance. The language we use, the conversations we engage in, and the amount we talk about bodies can have a significant impact on body image and eating and exercise attitudes and behaviours. This information is to help you to improve the language around bodies and appearance, to help your teens and family be more body kind. Appearance-based talk is common, particularly among girls and women, and it happens everywhere. It is the language, dialogue, or conversation that involves appearance, weight, shape, size, or the body. It may be used to share body insecurities, or it may be intended to be positive, i.e., you look great, have you lost weight? But unfortunately, any type of appearance talk reinforces body and appearance ideals, which reinforces weight stigma, i.e. that there is a better body or shape to have, and it can increase unhelpful body comparisons. It does not help anyone feel good in or about their own body. Tips for parents or caregivers. Encourage your teen to avoid conversations about appearance by walking away, changing the subject, or taking a stand, e.g., I don't think talking this way about ourselves is very helpful for me or us. Or, this is boring. Can we talk about something else? Or, I've decided to try and appreciate the body I have, so I'm going to try by not bullying it anymore. Strive to give compliments to your teens and others that are not about looks. Complimenting a person's character, effort, or talents is much more powerful. Be kind in the way you speak about your own and other bodies, face-to-face, online, or anywhere, and encourage your teen and family members to do the same. You can use the Body Kind Family Agreement to create guidelines that work for your family. Avoid talking about body size and weight altogether. It makes weight and shape the focus, and that is really unhelpful when a positive body image is the goal. Encourage self-compassion rather than self-criticism, by gently reframing. I know it's easier to give ourselves a hard time, but is there a kinder way to talk to yourself? For more information, see the video series on self-compassion and body appreciation. Your teen, yourself, or other family members may like to complete some self-compassion meditations and exercises from Kristen Neff at self-compassion.org. Let's talk negative self-talk. Negative self-talk happens out loud and in our heads. As a parent, it can be particularly challenging to hear your teen talk badly about themselves. Help your teen to practice responding to challenging appearance situations with a kind rather than critical voice. Step 1. Feel the feeling. What feelings are behind this? Name the feelings. Step 2. Recognize the reality. Many people struggle with this. Step 3. Choose kindness. What would a kind friend say to you about this? Encourage them to do a positive thing that they enjoy. Writing, art, music, gentle movement, to manage negative self-talk. Your teen may be using appearance-based talk to voice their body dissatisfaction or as a way to communicate something else. Listen, acknowledge, and avoid dismissing what they are saying or feeling. If you notice an increase in appearance talk, tune in, and if it persists, seek help. For more information, see the video and tips sheet, what to do if you are concerned. How to help your teen manage appearance-based teasing. Appearance and weight-based teasing can lead to a significant and long-term impact on body image and self-esteem, and is a risk factor for the development of eating disorders and other mental health issues. It does not need to be explicit and targeted bullying to be a problem. Any negative comment, even those made in affection in a family, or even just banter, is enough to impact the way someone feels about their body and appearance, in the moment and throughout life. Adopting a zero-tolerance approach. Keeping the lines of communication open with teens is important, so navigating a zero-tolerance approach to appearance teasing and bullying needs to be considered in a way that works for your family. If appearance teasing and talk is common practice amongst your family, it may take some time to change things. Calling it out is one way to start, and what your teen sees and hears at home is what they will pay forward in the world. Tips for parents or caregivers on handling appearance banter or teasing in the home. It can be hard to know what to say in the moment, so have some responses ready to go. Here are some suggestions, but find a form of words that works for you. You might have been trying to be funny, but people's bodies are not to be joked about. Teasing people on how they look really can damage how they feel about their body. Their body is not the problem. The way you're talking about it is. Let's find another nickname that's not about appearance. Can we be kind and avoid using names or nicknames that make fun of people? If it is an adult family member, have a quiet word to them and explain in a calm and neutral way why these types of comments are not okay. If they persist, take a more direct approach and ask them to not comment on your teen's or any family member's appearance at all. For some tips on managing appearance-related teasing at school or by peers and responding to a child who is above their healthy weight and talking negatively about themselves, please visit the facts page. For other anti-bullying resources, head to the websites of Reach Out, Kids Helpline, Beyond Blue, Headspace, and the Bully Project Australia. Finally, if you are concerned about a teen, despite best parenting efforts, serious body image issues and eating disorders can develop. Appearance and weight-based teasing and bullying, face-to-face and or online, is a significant risk factor to the development of body dissatisfaction, disordered eating, and also eating disorders. For more information, see the video and tips sheet, What to Do If You Are Concerned. You can also contact Butterfly's National Helpline by phone, email, or web chat. Visit www.butterflynationalhelpline.org.au for more information. This fact sheet is one of a series produced for Body Kind Families, a Butterfly Foundation initiative proudly supported by the NIB Foundation.